Jay Sekulow, the American flag under attack in schools.
I'm an American.
Live from Washington, D.C.
Red, white, and blue.
Jay Sekulow Live.
A federal appeals court ruled Thursday a California school requiring students to turn their American flag shirts inside out did not violate their constitutional rights. The three-judge panel said Live Oak High School was allowed to act on its belief the shirts could lead to confrontations or violence.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The court said because of racial tension at the school, administrators had the authority to limit the civil rights of students in order to ensure campus safety.
We have strength when we're united. I believe in faith and freedom. Got a country too. I believe with faith and freedom, we're gonna make it through.
The American Freedom Law Center, a politically conservative legal aid foundation, wants a panel of judges to rehear the case. One of their lawyers, William Becker, said, quote, "The Ninth Circuit upheld the rights of Mexican students celebrating a holiday of another country over U.S. students proudly supporting this country."
We gotta stay strong.
Many people were outraged after high school officials in Northern California ordered students to turn their American flag T-shirts inside out for a Cinco de Mayo celebration. The school feared that by wearing the American flag during Cinco de Mayo, non-Mexican students would spark racial tensions, so they banned the American flag from sight.
We gotta stay strong.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, second half of the broadcast, we'll be getting back into the ISIS issue, especially as new threats now from ISIS aimed at the United States. Let's make sure we get some of the sound that's coming out now on this from our friend Britt Hume and others. So we'll have that in the second half of the broadcast. But a decision out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals sure has us concerned, because when the American flag on a student's T-shirt is deemed to be confrontational or violence provoking, I think we've got a serious problem. And I'm not the only one that thinks we have a serious problem, because the U.S. Court of Appeals judge for the Ninth Circuit, Judge O'Scanlan, agreed with us, the dissent, saying that the freedom of speech guaranteed by our Constitution is in its greatest peril when the government may suppress speech simply because it's unpopular. These kids wore an American flag day on American flag on Cinco de Mayo Day. No one's saying you can't celebrate Cinco de Mayo Day. A lot of people celebrate Cinco de Mayo Day that don't even have a Mexican heritage. It's fine. It's great. Good. But if students want to also express their view of and proud to be Americans and want to promote American exceptionalism or American views, they shouldn't be penalized by saying, take your T-shirt and put it inside out, which is precisely and exactly what has happened here. And the Ninth Circuit, of course, the circuit that always gets it wrong. The reality is that when you know, they get it wrong, here's what you say. You don't silence the speech, Ninth Circuit, but that doesn't matter. You're the Ninth Circuit. You always get it wrong. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to be filing a brief in the case, Jordan, including members of Congress.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is one of those absurd holdings by a court in the Ninth Circuit's decision not to hear this in an en banc review. The idea that, again, because other people complain and other people really took bad action, so they threatened violence, that it is their view that is protected, not the view of the person being threatened. And it would, you know, and it was, again, the American flag. What does this tell kids? Well, it tells kids, hey, make a violent threat about someone you don't like, and guess who gets punished? The person you don't like.
Well, we said this, it's a heckler's veto, and here the heckling is by people that don't want to see an American flag. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Hey, we're filing a brief at the Supreme Court of the United States, and you know what? You can be part of it. We've set up a committee to protect free speech and defend the American flag. You can sign on to that committee, be part of a Supreme Court brief. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to sign on to that brief, or just call us at 1-800, or go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on to the committee to defend the brief. That'll be a big one, defending the American flag. And also, don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, out on ebooks right now.
It's a very troubling court decision. A federal appeals court has allowed a school to ban the American flag because anti-American bullies threaten violence. That's right, the American flag prohibited at school. But instead of school officials stepping in to stop the threats aimed at the students, they banned the American flag. What's worse, the court permitted the display of the Mexican flag at school, but not the American flag. At the ACLJ, we're taking action. We are filing a critical amicus brief to the Supreme Court, asking the High Court to review this decision and to protect the First Amendment. We can't let anti-American bullies win. Add your name to our brief today by signing the Committee to Protect the American Flag. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Our friend John Schlitt, by the way, did that song, Faith and Freedom, and appropriate song for the day as the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals once again gets it wrong, saying that students had an American flag on their T-shirt were to be required. Ready for this? Turn the shirt inside out because it's too controversial because other students were wearing Mexican flags in a school that's got a district with Mexican-Americans and whatever, and that's fine. But don't tell the kids, take the American flag out. Tell everybody, if you have an opposing position, use it in an educational moment. Explain to those students what it means to be an American, that you can wear a flag of Mexico and a flag of the United States, and it's not a constitutional showdown or a crisis. But the Ninth Circuit, as they usually do, gets it wrong once again. And now we've got this case that is going to be taken to the Supreme Court of the United States. We're going to be filing a brief in that case, too, by the way. We've got a committee set up to defend the American flag. And I'd love to get 10,000 members on that committee, maybe more. So if you go to aclj.org, you can sign on to that committee, or you can just call us at 1-877-989-2255, aclj.org, or 877-989-2255 to sign on to that committee to defend the American flag in schools. It really is that straightforward and that simple. By the way, great sales responses this weekend to our book, Rise of ISIS. It is now out as we said before, it's on Apple, Amazon, Nook. Any e-reader you have, you can get Rise of ISIS. And good news is it's going to be in bookstores October 14th. We encourage you to pre-order as we still set our goal for reaching the New York Times bestsellers list. We sure would like to see you supporting the book by purchasing your copy of Rise of ISIS, and we encourage you to do that today. We're getting a lot of calls coming in on this American flag controversy. Again, if you want to sign on to that brief, you can at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, you could do that as well at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take a call, Jordan.
Yep, right to the phone, so we go. Let's go to Nadine in Texas on line 3. Nadine, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Nadine.
Hi there.
Yes.
Hello. I am so glad that you are calling attention to this because it is ludicrous to ban a country's own flag within its own borders.
You would think. I mean, it seems straightforward to us. I mean, when I read these things that it's, you know, deemed controversial, if we don't have students in an American public school system that understand that the American flag is a symbol of freedom and that students can wear it for whatever reason they want. I mean, the Supreme Court said, goodness, you could burn the American flag. So you think you could wear it? So here's the interesting aspect of it. There was a great dissent in the case by Judge O'Scanlan,
And it is a good judge, and he gave a great dissent. And let me read the whole dissent to you, the whole portion we've highlighted here. The freedom of speech guaranteed by our Constitution is in greatest peril when the government may suppress speech simply because it is unpopular. It's talking about the American flag being unpopular. Maybe in that school district it was. For that reason, it is a foundational tenet of the First Amendment that the government cannot silence a speaker because of how an audience might react to the speech. It is this bedrock principle known as the heckler's veto doctrine that the panel overlooks. Condoning the suppression of free speech by some students because other students might have reacted violently. Like I said, teach them how to react. Don't silence the speech. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you want to sign on to that brief, we've got a committee up, committee to defend the American flag. And everybody that's listening to this broadcast should sign on to that at aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jordan, we're going to get congressional support of this because this is, of course, the Ninth Circuit's the most reversed circuit in the country, but this really is an absurd ruling.
Yeah, that's right. A decision to not revisit the issue about the heckler's veto and the precedent that this sets in the public school setting and also just in the free speech setting. So, again, this is one that, as ridiculous as it sounds, as absurd as it may sound, we have to fight back on, we have to stand strong on, or else you're setting up precedents that allow these school officials and school districts to get away with this kind of censorship of basics. And we're talking about the American flag and something, you know, else being chosen over that. Fear, intimidation becomes the winner of the day. And that's exactly what we don't want our laws empowering, our courts empowering these viewpoints to do, is silence a speech they don't like.
Though what they're doing. So, folks, this is really, really critical here, okay? You have to defend free speech. Okay? You have to defend free speech. And if it's deemed controversial because it's an American flag in a public school, which seems bizarre to us, it's not bizarre to the school administrators, evidently, in California. So let's do the right thing here and defend the American flag. It's easy to do. ACLJ.org to sign on to that petition or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And by the way, when you do that, you're signing on to a brief to the Supreme Court of the United States so you become part of history. We encourage you to do that. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another call.
Yep, right back to the phones. We go. Let's go to Sharif in Oregon online. To Sharif, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Sharif?
Can
you hear Sharif? Sharif?
Don't think so.
Yeah, we'll go back to him.
Yeah. Can still hear the echo. Let's go to Bodie in Nevada on line 5. Bodie, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, you guys kind of already touched on it, but my thoughts are is that the American flag and what it actually stands for is what even gives people from outside this country or to support what they do and, different, beliefs and whatnot. I mean, I think that's what the whole American flag stands for. To knock that down as a slap in the face.
Well, the district court, the three-judge panel that ruled against the position that we advocated in our amicus brief, it's interesting because the dissenting judge said it's a heckler's veto, but as David French from our office pointed out, and I think this is really correct, the case is well beyond a heckler's veto. It's really viewpoint discrimination because if, in fact, they were allowing the Mexican flag or a flag from another country there, but denying the American flag, the students to wear the American flag, that in and of itself shows what the problem is. So it's a heckler's veto. It's viewpoint discrimination. I've argued 3 Supreme Court cases on viewpoint discrimination. This is an easy one. And I think we just have to realize that it's going to take Supreme Court action. So here's what we need everybody to do that's listening to the broadcast. You call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. You can sign the committee there. And this is going to the Supreme Court of the United States. We're filing a brief in support of the court hearing the case. So that's the critical part of this. So, again, let me encourage you to do that at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We're taking more of your phone calls at 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Manny in California on line 3. Manny, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Manny.
How you doing, Jay? I'm not rich, Jay. I mean, this is America, Jay. You know, I love this country. I have a flag in my house. I mean, people just don't get it. The only flag, in my point of view, It's the U.S. flag, no other. If people don't like it, get out of this country. There's no Mexico, no Canadian, no British, no nothing. This is America, and the stripes and the stars is the only thing that should be and no other.
Here's the thing. You know, look, I have a when we lived in Virginia, I had a flagpole in my yard, and I had the American flag up. And in my house where I live now, I've got an American flag up. I mean, my grandfather came here as an immigrant from Russia. I love the country. I love what the flag represents. But I don't have a problem with somebody else having a different point of view. But don't silence mine. I mean, what's wrong here is the silencing or censorship of a view you disagree with because you disagree with it or because someone maybe react badly to it. That's just not the way it's supposed to work in a free country. And that's why we're taking direct action. All right, we're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. We've got a brief that we're going to be filing with the Supreme Court of the United States. We're going to be asking the court to hear the case. Now, what that means is it's a petition for certiorari. That's a request for review. It's not mandatory, so the court can decide to take it or not take it. We're going to make the case that they should take it. But we want the court to know that there are tens of thousands of Americans that want that American flag protected. And you could really become part of that team. And you could do that by calling us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. So either ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to go ahead and sign on to that brief. And we encourage you to do that. Also, as we get ready to take a break, let me encourage you here. We have had brisk sales, and that's because of you. On Rise of ISIS. We're going to be talking about the ISIS situation in the second half of the broadcast. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. We'll be taking your calls on that coming up in a little bit. But we've got the book is out now in ebook. Almost 10,000 ebooks have been sold just since we released it on Tuesday, which is a big number and growing. So I want to encourage you, if you have any e-readers, go ahead and get Rise of ISIS. And you can also pre-order it in bookstores everywhere now, of course on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Apple, but you can order at bookstores everywhere. It'll be out in the stores October 14th. We encourage you to do it. We're following and tracking this ISIS situation in our office in the Middle East very, very carefully. So I want to encourage you to really become part of our team by going out and acquiring Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, our brand new book that's out. And also, let's sign on to this brief to protect freedom right here in America, protect the American flag. You can do that at ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255, defending that committee, defending a brief to the Supreme Court of the United States, asking them to hear it. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. And don't forget to get your copy of Rise of ISIS. Back with more in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. It's a very troubling court decision. A federal appeals court has allowed a school to ban the American flag because anti-American bullies threaten violence. That's right, the American flag prohibited at school. But instead of school officials stepping in to stop the threats aimed at the students, they banned the American flag. What's worse, the court permitted the display of the Mexican flag at school, but not the American flag. At the ACLJ, we're taking action. We are filing a critical amicus brief to the Supreme Court, asking the High Court to review this decision and to protect the First Amendment. We can't let anti-American bullies win. Add your name to our brief today by signing the Committee to Protect the American Flag. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
the broadcast. That's Faith and Freedom from our friend John Schlitt, who also is one of the lead singers along with John Elefante on our song Where I Stand, which you'll hear in the next 30 minutes as we talk. We move to some international matters on ISIS coming up in the broadcast. Let me encourage you right now to say that two things. If this headline is true that Will just sent me in the news, Secretary Kerry said the climate change is as urgent as ISIS. Is that correct? That the climate change issue is as urgent as ISIS. We'll be talking about that in the next half hour of the broadcast. Is there audio on that, perchance? How about getting Saeed Abedini out of jail instead of having meetings about climate change with foreign ministers? I mean, you know, this is where it just passes bizarre. All right, if you want to sign on to the brief to the Supreme Court of the United States, you can do that. It's easy. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And also, don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, is out on e-readers. Go ahead and get that, and it'll be in the bookstores October 14th. We encourage you to pre-order that as well. Let's go right back to the phones. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Webb in Washington State. Online for Webb. Welcome to JSECU Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Webb.
How are you doing?
Good.
You know, I think this is just more symptom of the disease known as liberalism. People used to come to this country, and they came here because they saw a better place to live, raise their families, better opportunities. And that's how you go back in the 1800s, the turn of the 20th century, people came here. They wanted to be part of this thing. And now we have people coming here from, like, the Middle East and various and sundry other less desirable places, and they get here, and the moment they get here, they want to turn us into what they left.
Well, that's because they used the First Amendment against us. So my grandfather came in through Ellis Island from Russia and became an American citizen and understood that. And, you know, I think it's great that we have, you know, it's a nation of immigrants. But you've got to have, you know, Britain's having to rediscover this. The reality is in Britain, they lost their cultural heritage of who they are as a people. And we're recognizing the same kind of problem here when the Supreme Court says, if the Supreme Court were to do this, and hopefully they would not, oh, yeah, you could, you know, ban the flag from students wearing the flag. That would send an unbelievable message. Jordan, we get a lot of cases involving schools, but this is really absurd. The school administrators should have said, hey, no fighting over American flags or Mexican flags or whatever. It's a free country. Get used to it. That's why you live here. There's freedom of speech and freedom of thought.
Yeah, and if you threaten people, you'll get sent home, you'll get suspended, and, you know, you make enough threats, you can get yourself in legal trouble. And so the idea here that just because they've made good on threats before and they've had this kind of tension there doesn't mean you get to go and censor the flag. And yet not, you know, these other students, you're letting them win by intimidation. And that's how you really misuse the First Amendment and, of course, free speech, because it's that idea that, okay, well, now we really can't have it because it's not safe anymore to speak freely. And, I mean, here it's even more ridiculous, and we're acting like this is some major free speech issue, and we're talking about an American flag in the United States of America. It shouldn't be one.
No, it should not. All right, more of your phone calls. And by the way, if you want to be on that brief to the Supreme Court of the United States, it's that easy to do. It's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Obviously, ACLJ.org takes just moments online. You could just put your name in there, and you're on the brief to the Supreme Court, or 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's grab another call here.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Dolores in Texas on line one. Dolores, welcome to JSECU Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Dolores. Dolores, you're on the air. Let's go to somebody else, Jordan.
Yep, back to the phone. So we go. Let's go to Steve in Florida on line six. Steve, welcome to JSECU Live.
Hi, Steve.
Hey there. yeah, this is a kind of an important issue, free speech. You know, you let them stop one thing, you can stop what you want to hear as well as what you don't want to hear.
Well, look, I mean, that's what the court got wrong here was you don't silence speech by – you don't control speech by silencing speech, and you don't control speech. The way you deal with this is more speech, not less speech. And the school had an incredible opportunity to use this as a teachable moment to the students to say, look, in the United States, you're allowed to express your opinion even in school. Students do not shed their rights to freedom of speech at the schoolhouse gate. It's that straightforward, and it's that simple. But you've got to take the time to do that. But telling the students, take the I want you to think about this, folks. Visualize this for a moment. Your kid's in school. They have an American flag on. They tell them, take your T-shirt, put it inside out. Why? Because it's profanity? No. Why? Because it's an inappropriate comment? No. Why? Because it's an American flag and somebody might be offended. That's the reason they gave, Jordan. That is the only reason they gave.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's it. I mean, this case we're talking about people who said, I don't like your flag. They make some threats, the intimidation, and it was the school backing down. It was the school not just backing down, but sending kids home who refused to put their shirts on inside out and remove the American flag. And so they not only bent to the intimidation, they also punished the people who were trying to display the flag. I mean, that's how absurd this went, how far this goes. And you know, it's one of those situations where you take it seriously because you don't want these schools to be able to get away with this.
But they have gotten away with it because the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said they were right. And now we've got to take it, or it's being taken to the Supreme Court, and we've got to file a brief in support of that. You could join us in that brief at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Mary Ellen, Illinois, Line 5. Mary Ellen, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
I just have a quick question.
Sure.
Apparently, the court decided in favor of this Cinco de Mayo flag. What's their thinking that they would bring about a decision in favor of a, quote, foreign flag versus our American flag?
Well, their decision is that the American flag was disruptive to the students that were there, and therefore that was a basis upon which you could deny them the right to wear the American flag. But that gets the law completely backwards. It's actually the reverse of that. So what you do is you educate the students. You tell them that, look, in the United States, you live in a free country, and when you live in a free country, you may see something you disagree with, even if you disagree with the American flag, but you don't get to censor it. You don't get a heckler's veto, and you don't get to engage in viewpoint discrimination. Having said that, that's exactly why we're fighting this. So here's what we need you to do. We're going to be taking your calls when we come back from the break, and it'll be both on the issue with the American flag, and we'll also be talking about the situation with ISIS. So we'll be taking calls on both topics at 1-800-684-3110. So 800-684-3110. Also, let me encourage you to take a stand here for these students. So we're going to file a brief in support of a petition for certiorari. That is a request for the Supreme Court to review the case. So to do that, we have to have your help. We want to have a committee representing all 50 states, and we want tens of thousands of people on this brief. You could do it. So go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's 877-989-2255 to sign on to that brief, or ACLJ.org. Either way, you can sign on to the brief that will be asking Supreme Court review of this. That's the way to overturn this. So if you want to defend the American flag, again, it's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. By the way, we posted on Facebook, if you've enjoyed or listening to, or if the song that's moved you in any way, that we did on the situation for Christian persecution called Where I Stand, it's up on my Facebook page, and you can like that and share that with your friends. We encourage you to do that. And our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, will be in bookstores around the country October 14th, but also available right now on ebooks at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple iBooks as well. So we encourage you to do that and acquire the book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. And we'll keep you posted on the developments on the book and also on talking about ISIS when we come back from the break. If you want to sign on to that brief, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Talk to you in a moment.
We are filing a critical amicus brief to the Supreme Court, asking the High Court to review this decision and to protect the First Amendment. We can't let anti-American bullies win. Add your name to our brief today by signing the Committee to Protect the American Flag. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. That's the song Where I Stand. By the way, as I mentioned, that is, if you want to see the video of that song, you could do that on my Facebook page. It's up with our band here at J Secular Live, so we encourage you to do that. If you'd like to do that, share that with your friends. As we also mentioned, the book Rise of Isis is now going to be in bookstores everywhere across the country on October 14th, and it's available on ebooks right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple iBooks. We encourage you to order it. You get that book today if you order the ebook. You also get the song with the book. That comes with both the ebook and the paperback as well. That will be in stores, as I said, October 14th. So we encourage you to do that. We're going to be talking about ISIS, and we're going to be talking about the situation with the American flag. This is almost goes together in a sense of this kind of American exceptionalism issue that keeps coming up. But, Jordan, let's get a quick update on the ISIS situation. Then we'll take more calls on both issues after the break here. But what's the latest on the ground in Washington? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, we've got the authorizations passed through. So, you know, in Washington, for when it comes to Congress, this has been basically, you know, wrapped up. And so this is now up to the president. There's been a lot of back and forth, even over the weekend, about the president and the military being at odds over this issue, whether this is can really be handled the way they've tried this strategy. You've even got this report now that Secretary Kerry has compared the threat of climate change at the UN in New York today to the threat of the Islamic State.
I can't even believe that. Do we have the exact quote on that? I mean, or is it just the reports coming out? It's unbelievable.
It's a report coming in from his meetings. He was in the meetings with a number of foreign ministers. He said that the threats posed by climate change should be addressed with as much immediacy as confronting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria and Ebola. This was during a meeting with foreign ministers yesterday. So again, this idea that we have a Secretary of State who is comparing ISIS to a climate change science, which has still been uncertain. And of course, even if you do agree that there's some climate change going on, the idea of what to do to address it and how that would work, that's somehow equal to an immediate threat where people are being killed, and that something can be done immediately.
Well, I think this is the thing that we've got to deal with. And I'll tell you this, I'm willing that we go fight and get this nonsense over with. When the president starts declaring that ISIS is the same threat as climate change, we've got our own internal war on our hands here, folks. And we better rise up to the occasion. So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110 on both the ISIS situation and, of course, the situation with the Ninth Circuit. Let's take one call quickly here before the break. Let's take William out of Macon, Georgia, on line 3. Hi, William. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay. My question is this right here. As far as the the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is concerned, since they've been so inconsistent with making bad choices before, can they be fired for what they be doing?
Nope, they can be reversed, though. And, William, they're the most reversed circuit court in the United States. Out of all the court of appeals, the Ninth Circuit holds the record of the most reverses. If you win a case at the Ninth Circuit, hold on to your hat. You may not be winning it that long. And, I mean, believe me, I've been on both sides of that. That's just the way it is. And they're the most reversed court in the United States. All right, we come back from the break. Your calls on the situation with the American flag being censored or on the ISIS situation. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got a committee up to file a brief with the Supreme Court of the United States asking them to hear the case, the American flag case, so coming out of the schools. We need your help on that. We want to get representatives from all 50 states. That'll be part of the committee. Filing a brief with the Supreme Court, you'll be also joined by members of Congress. If you'd like to be on that brief, it's easy. ACLJ.org is the easiest way. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. The song Where I Stand, by the way, is up on my Facebook page. You can share it there, like it there, get it out to your friends. It's a really moving tribute to the persecuted church, especially in Iraq and Syria now and in other places. It's symbolic of the problem. And the book Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is now going to be out in bookstores around the country October 14th. And you get the ebook on Amazon, Apple, or on your Nook from Barnes & Noble. You can do that today because the ebook is out. So again, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Back with your calls in a moment.
It's a very troubling court decision. A federal appeals court has allowed a school to ban the American flag because anti-American bullies threaten violence. That's right, the American flag prohibited at school. But instead of school officials stepping in to stop the threats aimed at the students, they banned the American flag. What's worse, the court permitted the display of the Mexican flag at school, but not the American flag. At the ACLJ, we're taking action. We are filing a critical amicus brief to the Supreme Court, asking the High Court to review this decision and to protect the First Amendment. We can't let anti-American bullies win. Add your name to our brief today by signing the Committee to Protect the American Flag. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. That's the song Where I Stand. Again, it's on my Facebook page now, so you could have it there. We encourage you to share it with your friends, like it and share it, get it out. And again, our book Rise of ISIS now in bookstores October 14th around the country. Too many bookstores to name, which is a good problem to have. And also, it's available right now on ebooks at either Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Or, of course, Apple iBooks, and we encourage you to do that. We're taking calls. Let's get a recap here of the Ninth Circuit case that we're talking about with this situation with the American flag. Jordan, give us a little bit of the flack over the flag.
Yeah, well, this is a situation where students on Cinco de Mayo, but, as if the day should matter, a holiday which is not officially celebrated in the United States, but even, it's fine to acknowledge other holidays and other cultures, absolutely, but if that amounts to having to ban our flag, then I think that you've got a real question. That's exactly what happened in the school district. You had kids who did not like that there were some students wearing the American flag make threats of violence, threats of gang violence. And guess who got punished? Guess who got sent home? The kids with the American flags on. So that's the situation we're talking about at the Ninth Circuit.
And that's why we're asking the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to review the case, now the Supreme Court. The Ninth Circuit refused to do an en banc, which is the whole court, although there's a dissent. And the dissent is absolutely correct. But to really get this thing moving, now you got to get the Supreme Court to hear it. That's the first order of business. Get the Supreme Court to hear it. We're filing an amicus brief to get the court to hear it. You can be part of that committee at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We've got a call coming in on the ISIS issue as well, Jordan. Let's take George's call.
Yep, right to the phones we go. Let's go to George, Missouri, line one. George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, George. George, you're on the air. We'll come back to George in a moment.
Yeah, bro. Let's go back to the phones again. Let's go to Lillian in California on line two. Lillian, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lillian.
Hi. I have a comment, I guess you would say.
Okay.
My father and brother are veterans.
Thank you for their service.
The way we were brought up was, yes, don't forget your heritage, where you come from. I have Mexican blood in me.
Yep.
But at the same time, you are in the U.S. You are a citizen. You defend and stand up for where you live.
Well, I think your parents got it right. And I'm the grandson of a Russian immigrant, so I think my grandfather got it right. But the idea that you'd censor the American flag because somebody doesn't agree with it, I mean, really? I mean, maybe they did that during the Soviet Union era. They did do that, and worse. But that's not what this is. This is censorship, but it's the Ninth Circuit version of censorship, so generally it gets reversed, and we hope that is precisely and exactly what happens. Lillian, let me encourage, this will be really helpful. Get your friends to sign on to this brief at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255, and you could sign your name to that committee, filing the brief, supporting this move. So we encourage you to do that. If you want to talk to us on air, you could do that as well. We're talking about both the situation with ISIS. We're talking about the situation with the American flag at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take another call.
Yep, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Sharif, who tried to call and call him back now on line four in Oregon. Sharif, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. Jay, thank you for what you do.
Sure.
I believe I speak on behalf of many Americans. I am completely outraged by this. I've listened to your show for so long. I'm listening to what's going on. This is what I have to say to these people that protest. You're coming into our country. How dare you? You're coming into our country because you're fleeing your own countries.
Right.
Because they're dangerous. Because you're coming into our country because our country affords you the education you can't get in your own country.
Oh, more than that. It's not just the education. It's the freedom. It's the liberty. It's the whole American experience, the American uniqueness. And we're a country of immigrants. But what you can't do is then turn that on us. We're not saying that you can't show your flag. What we're saying is don't tell the students that have an opposing flag here, the United States flag, to take your shirt inside out. So, folks, it's a great call. I appreciate you calling in on that. This is exactly why we want to make sure you sign on to this brief. It really is that critical. The brief's going to ask the Supreme Court to hear the case. It's a friend of the court brief supporting the petition of certiorari. You can do that at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on to that brief. And if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110.
Yep, right to the phones. We go. Let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Tiff in North Carolina, line 6. Tiff, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, bud.
Yep.
I'm not so much concerned that a school has done that. I'm sure that can be corrected. But I think that there ought to be a public outcry, or maybe some legal outcry, if there's any way to do it, against the Ninth Circuit and call it treason.
Well, it's not treason, but let me tell you what you can do. You can get them reversed. They don't like let me tell you, these judges, they don't like being reversed. And the way to deal with a court that gets it wrong is to get them reversed. And our job right now is to get the Supreme Court to hear the case so that we can get them reversed. It's a two-part process. First, petition of certiorari. We're filing an amicus brief in support of that. You can sign that at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Or the next move is going to be, if they don't hear it, that becomes the law in the Ninth Circuit, and you hope all the other circuits go the other way. But I think there's a reasonable chance the Supreme Court will hear it, and I think we probably carry the day, but we're going to have to fight it out. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on there, 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take John's call from Atlanta.
John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've heard several commentators over the past several days saying that ISIS earns about $6 million a day from their oil infrastructure that they control. Why hasn't anybody talked about joining, destroying or disabling that infrastructure?
Well, that's because they've taken oil from legitimate companies. I mean, that's part of the problem here, and they are selling it on the black market, and there's a huge black market for this. So they're selling it. So that oil is being taken, and the reports are it's about $1 million, $1.5 million a day. There are other reports indicating that ISIS, and we know this from our research, has about $2 billion already in assets. So, Jordan, they are a standing army of 35,000. If you add it to Hamas, it's a standing army of 60,000. I mean, this is a huge fighting machine right now, and they've got infrastructure, they've got resources, they've got an army, and they've got land. And that, Jordan, you put that together, and that is a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, that's a full-on fighting force. They've got resources coming in, which means when you do take them out, certain parts of them with airstrikes or you hit facilities, they have resources coming in to replenish. It's different than a group that's just on the run in the mountains and in the hills. They can replenish their supplies. They've got funds coming in. They're running social services. They're running financial services. They are running cities. And when you look at any of the graphics, I tweeted some out over the weekend, it's astonishing how much land they're in control of, especially when it comes to the major cities of Iraq. I mean, they're just miles outside of Baghdad,
which is an unbelievable concern to us. I mean, folks, this is why we've written the book Rise of ISIS, A Threat You Can't Ignore. It's available in bookstores around the country on October 14th, and we encourage you to get it. You can pre-order it now, but the ebook is available now as well. So we encourage you to do that and acquire that. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's take Chris out of San Jose, California.
Good morning, Jay and Jordan. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Chris.
Today?
Good.
Okay. What would have been the proper response for the kids wearing the American flags? I mean, what would happen if they were if the Mexicans wore their flags on the 4th of July? What would happen if some tension took place? What would you guys do then?
I would say you explain to the students that are wearing the American flag or that are upset that if some student wore a Mexican flag to, hey, you live in America. The kid gets to wear a Mexican flag. That's what I would do, Chris. What would you do? What would you do? I mean, that's what I would do. I would say to the American kid or the kid wearing the American flag, I'm assuming they're all American kids, that, hey, he's wearing a flag for his heritage and his culture. That's America. You get to do that. But you don't sense, I'm not going to tell the kid to take the flag and put it inside out, would you?
No.
Okay, well, there's my point.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and that's where the Ninth Circuit got it wrong. So I don't know if you were for us, against us, but maybe you turned it around there at the end. But the fact is, that's why we're fighting this and fighting it aggressively. Hey, folks, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. George from Missouri, very quickly, please, on line 2. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I saw last night on 60 Minutes, and I've heard it said before, and you guys just reiterated on this black market oil.
Yep.
Who's buying this oil, and why aren't we taking actions against them? And I have this really god-awful gut feeling that it's our American oil companies.
Yeah, I don't think it's American oil companies. Jordan, do we have any sense who it is? We know that probably going through the Middle East, it may end up here, but it may be going through other sources within the region.
Yeah, it's going through, vendors in Turkey and kind of this black market world of the Middle East. So it's not official. It's not like U.S. companies doing this or affiliates of U.S. companies, subsidiaries of U.S. companies. But as you said, you know, this oil, it starts making its way, and then it's difficult to parse out which came from what.
All right, folks, we're going to be doing this. We've got a brand new book out called Rise of ISIS. You can get it in bookstores October 14th, but also, of course, it's available on ebooks today. You can get it called Rise of ISIS. We encourage you to do that. And we've got a petition or really a committee up to go to the Supreme Court of the United States defending the American flag, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget Rise of ISIS, our book that's now going to be out October 14th and available on ebooks now. When we come back, Sean Hannity will be joining us for our discussion I had on his broadcast on ISIS.
Are we blind to all of these?
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
It's a very troubling court decision. A federal appeals court has allowed a school to ban the American flag because anti-American bullies threaten violence. That's right, the American flag prohibited at school. But instead of school officials stepping in to stop the threats aimed at the students, they banned the American flag. What's worse, the court permitted the display of the Mexican flag at school, but not the American flag. At the ACLJ, we're taking action. We are filing a critical amicus brief to the Supreme Court, asking the High Court to review this decision and to protect the First Amendment. We can't let anti-American bullies win. Add your name to our brief today by signing the Committee to Protect the American Flag. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, folks, in this segment of the broadcast, I want to play for you an interview that Jay did on Sean Hannity's TV broadcast last week talking about his new book, which is called Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Folks, just to put it very plainly, this president does not seem to know who our enemy is, in this case, ISIS. He doesn't seem to understand that the very nature of their threat is rooted in Islamic tenets. And he in fact, called ISIS not Islamic. Folks, this is something that is not acceptable for a commander-in-chief, and this is part of the reason that Jay has written Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, to educate all of you on exactly who ISIS is, where they came from, and what threat they pose. So again, folks, his book is called Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, and he was on last week with Sean Hannity to describe the book and to encourage all of you to read it. Let's go ahead and take a listen to that interview now. This is Jay with Sean Hannity.
Welcome back to Hannity. Now, thanks to President Obama's disastrous foreign policy, America, well, in this time of crisis, is now becoming a laughingstock. You have the Iranian president recently sitting down with NBC News and openly mocking the U.S. Watch this.
This coalition is somehow ludicrous, and it is ridiculous, and there are people who have created these terrorist groups, and now inside this coalition, there are countries who are financing these terrorist groups. When we say the red line, we mean the red line. It means we will not allow Baghdad to be occupied by the terrorists, or the religious sites such as Karbala or Najaf be occupied by the terrorists. For all the American forces who were in Iraq, and they were not able to defeat the terrorists in Fallujah, how come they can now accomplish this with such a small number of ground forces?
All right, here with Reaction, author of the brand new book, it's on Amazon.com today, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Cannot Ignore, Jay Sekulow, and Fox News national security analyst KT McFarland. All right, before we get started, now we're being openly mocked by, you know, by world leaders. Yep. Let me play all the military people that have spoken out in recent days saying basically the president, General Obama, knows nothing about what he's talking about. Watch this.
It still goes back to the point about the boots on the ground, why we're so reluctant. And we have this sort of mindset that if you put boots on the ground, meaning combat units, you're being drawn into a quagmire. Well, the decision to stay is a political decision.
It also sends a reassuring note to the coalition that Secretary Kerry is trying to pull together, that on the military side, we're all in. I'm not saying we'd have to commit them right now, but certainly don't pull it off the table.
The reality is they're not going to be able to be successful against ISIS strictly from the air or strictly depending on the Iraqi forces or the Peshmerga or the Sunni tribes acting on their own. So there will be boots on the ground if there's to be any hope of success in the strategy.
My view at this point is that this coalition is the appropriate way forward. I believe that will prove true. But if it fails to be true and if there are threats to the United States, then I, of course, would go back to the president and make a recommendation that may include the use of U.S. military ground forces.
Then you have the Army Chief of Staff, Ray Odierno. He told the New York Times yesterday, you got to have ground forces, he goes on, that are capable of going in and rooting them out. So General Obama apparently then got mad at what they said, went out yesterday, no boots on the ground. It sounds like he's lashing out at our military leaders.
Well, these are the most respected and most senior military leaders in the country and probably in the world. What the president's done is he said, here's the mission I want you to achieve. I want to degrade and defeat ISIS. But no boots on the ground. So what he's basically said to them is, it's mission, but it's mission impossible. They know somebody's boots have to be on the ground. Whose boots are going
to
be on the ground?
I don't think he's committed to this at all. I think this is about polling.
Yep.
I think the presidency, 91% of America views this as a real clear and present danger. 71% want them to do something militarily. Right. He's doing this before the election. After the election, he'll wipe his hands clean.
Oh, listen, he's a reluctant commander-in-chief. I think there's no doubt about that. And you look at the way he's put this in a perspective. The idea that we'd be telegraphing before we even start anything, we are not going to put boots on the ground. Who starts a military campaign saying what you're not going to do? That's politics, number one. Number two, the president, this idea that somehow we're going to be able to take out by air power alone 35,000 troops. That's what ISIS is. 35,000. It's an army.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's double.
It's an army.
Yes.
That has the landmass the size of what? Jordan?
Yep.
Great Britain.
Money?
Yeah. Oh, much bigger.
Yeah. Okay. Between Syria and Iraq.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, you wrote this book. This is an interesting story. You were in Oxford this summer.
Yep.
You actually wrote The Rise of ISIS before anybody really knew who ISIS was.
Yeah, and you know, Sean, the interesting aspect.
By the way, hold up your book.
Yeah, I will do that. So here it is.
By the way, it's an e-book.
It is.
You can get it online.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple, iBooks.
Who is ISIS? Explain to everybody who ISIS is.
Okay, so ISIS is not new. So this idea that we've kind of known about them, they were AQI, they were Al-Qaeda in Iraq, kicked out of Al-Qaeda because, according to Osama bin Laden and his lieutenants, the ISIS... especially the leader, was too violent. Now, this is coming from Al-Qaeda. That's how dangerous this group is. So there they are existing, and they not only do they control landmass, they control vast wealth. Reports are over $2 billion. But, Sean, when I was at Oxford this summer, one of the Oxford professors, who's one of the experts on the whole Middle East, but he's a guy that always believes you can work things out and negotiate. He said there is one way to deal with ISIS only. Crush them.
Let me ask you both this question. I think when people use and I talked to you about this earlier, people use a Nazi analogy.
Yeah.
It's so often out of context. It's overused. I don't think so in this case. You know, Bibi said there's a master race. This is the master religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here they have more land, more money, more brutal tactics, and there's this idea of a caliphate that they want to advance worldwide, convert or die. I see this. What is the difference between that and Nazism? They want to destroy Israel. They want to kill the West, convert or die, become one of us, or we'll kill you. What's the difference? And if they ever marry that with weapons of mass destruction?
The difference is the Nazis didn't plan to take over the whole world. The caliphate does. My concern is that 6 months from now, when this is proved to be mission impossible, when the moderate Sunni, I mean, the moderate Shiite armies,
don't get the job done.
When the Syrians don't get the job done, when the Iraqis don't get the job done, when there is no coalition, that then we're going to have three choices. We leave without defeating ISIS. We send in big boots on the ground. I mean, a major military.
Oh, never
happen. Or I think worst of all,
kick the can down the road.
No, I think that they turn to the Iranians and say, "You do the job," and the Iranians will say, "Sure," but guess what? The price tag is: we want nukes, and we want you to go along.
And it's the Sunni-Shia conflict all over again. But Sean, you know, you used the Nazi analogy, I had 200 family members, you know, great aunts,
killed in the Holocaust.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't use that lightly either. But in Rise of ISIS, I said it.
Yeah.
And I said it because if you look at the tactics, the idea that you'd mark people, so the Jews, my relatives had to wear a Star of David.
Mm-hmm.
The Christians in Iraq have to wear the end signal, which is Nazarene in Arabic. So it's the same tactic. Look at the lethality capability. They're not as mechanical right now as the Nazis ultimately got, but their lethality could be far worse.
Mindset, and if you ever marry that with the nukes you're talking about, this is a Holocaust in the making.
Oh, it is. And what KT said is right. I mean, the president says this isn't a war against Islam, right? We're not fighting Islam.
No.
Really? Ask Khalif Ibrahim Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi whether he thinks it's a war with Islam. He sure does.
Yep.
Good to see you both.
Thanks,
folks, again, the book is called Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. You can get your e-version today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or at Apple iBooks. You can also pre-order the trade paperback. If you want more information, including all of the links where you can purchase a copy, you can go to riseofisis.com. Again, riseofisis.com.
We are filed.
filing a critical amicus brief to the Supreme Court, asking the High Court to review this decision and to protect the First Amendment. We can't let anti-American bullies win. Add your name to our brief today by signing the Committee to Protect the American Flag. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.